Welcome to the show. Today, start off with a little story. So, I have a large family. Those that know me know that I have six awesome boys. And, you know, so when we go out, there's eight of us. And it's hard not to notice us. Again, I have a large family. And so that got me thinking. And I Googled, right, average family in America. Because that's what one does. And the average came back as 3.14 persons. Which was funny to me in multiple ways. One, because how do you get 0.14 of a person? Two, 3.14 appeals to me as a math teacher because it's pi, right? And so I thought it was really funny to have this thought about how big my family is, to look it up and see that, you know, Google gave me this average of 3.14 or pi. And then it just blows my mind because I never thought I would have a family this big, and my family ends up being twice the average size of the American family, right? And so this led me to think about the Brady Bunch and how there's nine people in that family. You know, they're a blended family, obviously, but still nine people in a family, which is more than, or sorry, slightly less than three times the amount of what Google is telling me is the average size of an American family at this time. And, you know, and then Brady Bunch got me thinking about how I watched it as a kid. You know, when I first started watching, it was awesome. You know, it was funny to see these people in these situations. And then as I grew up, I realized that I've been watching reruns of the show my whole life. You know, Brady Bunch, Happy Days, all these TV shows that I thought were awesome were reruns. But I didn't know that as a kid at first. And I realized it as I grew up. But they did have a significant impact on me. And I don't know, it was probably middle school by then, because I only realized that they were old, that the Brady Bunch episodes that I was watching were old, because it was on Nick at Night. You know, Nick at Night was when Nickelodeon would play old TV shows, and I believe Nick at Night still happens. I'm not quite sure because I don't have cable anymore. I ditched cable a long time ago. That's another story. But I remember the last time I watched Nick at Night, I saw an episode of Friends. I'm pretty sure I was on vacation, or I was at a conference or something. And, you know, flipping through the channels because there's nothing else to do late at night when you're in a hotel room by yourself. And Nick at Night comes on and there's Friends on there. And then it hit me. I couldn't believe it. I'm getting old. Right? Because, again, Nick at Night is when they show old shows on rerun over and over and over again. I couldn't believe it, right? And it got me thinking about Friends and how long it's been off the air. And, you know, then I was wondering how long has Friends even been on Nick at Night? Why are they showing it on Nick at Night? Is it that old? Are they just trying to cash in on Friends? You know, because it was a hugely popular show, probably just like the Brady Bunch and Happy Days back in the day, right? But it really got me thinking about you know, what determines old? Because I don't feel old. Sometimes I do. My body is getting creaky and doesn't work the way I want it to all the time. But yeah, just, you know, again, it just made me feel old. And that is a relative term, obviously, because, again, I don't feel that old, but in the moment, it made me feel pretty old, because I thought back to the Brady Bunch, and I thought back about how I was so young, and I was watching these reruns that, you know, my parents and my grandparents grew up watching. And now here I am, 30-something, watching Friends on Nick at Night. You know, I don't know if my kids have ever watched an episode, you know, but I have kids that are old enough who could have been my age when I started watching Brady Bunch on Nick at Night. And it was a weird realization. And so this leads me to, well, a couple of things, right? One, again, I have a big family. But it also, again, just leads me to today's topic, which is me. And we'll be right back.
Hi, it's Lindsay from Framing Frosting. I'm a baker and photographer. If you live in Henderson, Nevada and need a dessert or pictures taken for that special occasion at a reasonable price, email me at framingfrosting@gmail.com. Also, follow me on Instagram at framingfrosting to check out my work.
Welcome back. So today we are talking about me, more specifically music. So, you know, talked with a lot of people and they were just telling me, you know, like, tell us some more stories. Tell us more about you. And so it's been a while. I've had my family on, you know, all of them, or just Lindsay or just Cohen. And so I had my family on. And it's been a while since it's just been me on the podcast. And so today, just got a mini episode for you. And again, we're talking music, right? Because again, I think music is a big part of who a person is. I think you can tell a lot about a person based on what they like. You know, are they open? Are they closed? You know, there are people who only like to listen to one type of music and that's all, you know. And so, like for me, I grew up listening to mostly, I guess, pop, R&B, hip hop, rap. You know, my cousins loved Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, you know, N.W.A., stuff like that. So I listened to a lot of gangster rap. You know, Biggie and Tupac were big when I was developing in the early 90s. And so those played a huge part in my taste in music. Again, also loved like pop music. And so, you know, there was, I mean, I guess there were kind of cross genre there with like Mariah Carey. You had things like Brian McKnight. You know, I would listen to Spice Girls, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, stuff like that. Because those were huge growing up. You know, just all kinds of, you know, I remember, you know, like Toni Braxton, all of these different artists, and you know, Will Smith even, you know, and they were always on, always listened to the big radio station back there. It was 98.5, still big here in Vegas. And, you know, that just kind of shaped who I was when I was really young. And then as I grew up into middle school, I got into different things. And so I finally started listening to like rock, you know, which was really cool. You know, in what was it, sixth or seventh grade, we played Kansas, and you know, my dad thought it was awesome that we played a Kansas song for in my, you know, for our, I can't remember, again, either my sixth or seventh grade band concert, and he thought it was awesome, and I thought it was great too. I loved, what did we play? Carry On Wayward Son, and loved the song, and so it led me to listening to older music, you know, and opened up new genres for me to listen to. And so I got into rock, had friends that loved Metallica, and so I got into Metallica, you know, and so just started listening to different things. And so, you know, as I moved out of middle school and into high school, you know, on MTV at the time, you had bands like Korn and Marilyn Manson. You know, you still had, especially now we're getting towards the late 2000s, so you still had NSYNC, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, you know, all these pop artists, but then you also had these other bands that were coming up that were really big, you know, bands that I think now, you know, kids now kind of listen to them, you're like, why the heck were you guys listening to this? You know, like, I mean, what's the band? I still enjoy the music. It's a little hard to listen to now. Gotta listen to the clean versions. But like Limp Bizkit, I listen to all the time. You know, it was a weird time. If you go back and you listen to these songs, like, I think I only listen to them now for the nostalgia, because it brings me back to, you know, my middle school, high school age time. And so it is weird to think about. And then as I got into high school, you know, again, new doors opened up, and I got into punk and ska. You know, I still listen to like the Aquabats to this day. I just love the fun, you know, quirkiness and the ska sound of that band. And you know, and then they have Aquabats have a, well, they had a TV show. Now they're on YouTube. You know, they're making new episodes. They're coming out with new music, and they still hold shows and stuff like that, and I was able to get my kids to listen, and they love them too. And so it's you know, again, love the Aquabats, you know, but as I made new friends and things like that, I just, again, opened my eyes to a different genre all the time. You know, and I love it, because that's kind of, music is kind of the thing that pulls us all together. All the friends that I made have influenced some kind of music on me. You know, other bands that I listened to in high school, AFI, Hot Rod Circuit, Piebald, gosh, there's just so many. I should have wrote all these things down, but I'm just going off the top of my head. But there's just so many different things, you know, just indie and emo and all kinds of stuff. And you know, so I listen to everything. My, you know, even my wife, she likes classical music. So I've, you know, I don't mind listening to that either. You know, Beethoven, Mozart. She loves Vivaldi. You know, piano guys. So there's all of these different things. And then after high school is when I actually, well, I guess a little bit in high school, but after high school, I really got into country, you know? And so, and I think I like older country more than I like the modern country. Country nowadays doesn't sound like country to me. It's still very poppy or rock sounding. I like the old country. I like it with, you know, a little bit of twang. You know, I like having kind of that steel guitar, just the way that it was made then. That's what I like. I like having, when I listen to certain genres, I want to know that that's what I'm listening to. I don't know if I like the cross genre-ness of, some of the country out right now, but, you know, but again, I feel like music is just that thing. Like, it allows you to connect with everyone. And so the more open you are, the more you can get to know somebody. And I think you can really get to know them based on what they like. You know, because again, if somebody only wants to listen to, let's say, EDM, which again, I do like certain things that, you know, just depending on my mood. But if somebody only likes the one thing, you know, again, they're not, I think in general, they're not a very open person. So if it doesn't fit into their definition of whatever it is that they like, you know, you may be able to connect musically, but you won't be able to connect and really share open conversations about other things in life. And so, that's why, you know, I'm a very open person, and I think it really does reflect on my musical choices as well. And so hopefully you are that kind of person too, and you kind of open to new things. And so if you haven't heard of some of the bands that I've talked about, listen to them. If you have a band that you know is awesome and I should be listening to them too, leave me a comment, email me, right? I want to listen to it. I'm always looking for new music, and I think everyone out there should always be listening to new music, just because, again, it helps us to grow, and again, just to kind of stay in the know. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize just how much I listen to music and how much it is a part of everyday life, right? And so let me know your comments too. What do you think? I think, again, if people are open, they'll probably listen to a lot of different types of music. If they are closed off, they probably only listen to one type because they feel that they have to be loyal, or other people aren't loyal because they listen to different types of music. You know, I remember kids in high school, especially in high school, I think you see this a lot, but I remember kids in high school only wanting to listen to like emo type music because they didn't want to be sellouts. But again, if you are good and you're making good music, other people are going to find you, and eventually you will be quote unquote a sellout because you're going to get popular, and that's just what happens. And so that's a little bit about me. Again, I love music. It's a part of my life. I like learning and listening to different types of music. You know, I'll listen to Spanish music, K-pop, all that stuff. I love it all. And so send me your suggestions. If I think of more stuff, I'll post it on our Instagram, post it on Facebook, Twitter. I'll put it out there so that you can enjoy all the music that I enjoy too. All right. See you guys. Bye.